Famous56.com presents another classic WFIL air check. This time, Dangerous Dan Donovan.
Call for Dan Donovan.
It's about 21 to 2 at WFIL. This is Dan Donovan. You talk about a classy radio station.
Yeah.
We have a commercial for Channel 6 coming up. And we've got probably the, and I know he's too humble to say it, but the definitive Channel 6 personality. Yeah, Jim O'Brien is here to do the Channel 6 commercial. Now, that to me means something.
That's
and
who
we're
is.
About ready to do it. So you want to roll the jingle, please?
Hit that booger.
We're still the one.
Still the one for big stars. The all-new Merv Griffin Show. And Merv's lets the ladies takes over. Let's see. Shelley Winter's going to be there to talk about her latest film, Pete's Dragon, if you're ready for that. That very funny singing actress, Marilyn Sokol, will be there. And former Miss World and concubine to the stars, Marjorie Wallace, will be there, too, today at 4 on Channel 6.
You're still having fun. Channel 6 is the one.
Shop at Acme Super Saver this week at Acme Super Saver.
It's 20 to 2 o'clock, if anyone cares. The temperature is 33 in Windsor, about 24, and you know what that means. Got a lot of snow drifting around, blowing around. You know, Jim, I was just thinking, this is we haven't worked together for a while, but this is kind of like, you know, the mood with the snow and everybody working extended shifts, and it's like one of those old marathons
we
used to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, too. That's why I wanted to come down and say hi, you know, and get into the thing. And
You are into it good now.
Into, well,
what do you want to talk about? Now we want an explanation about what happened with that storm. What did it do? I mean,
the problem is as we try to explain often, is that you're talking about a storm that's 1,000 miles away, you know, and so with the things down in Georgia and the Gulf of Mexico and beginning to throw snow over us because of its circulation being as big as it was, and the fact of the matter was, as late as, let's see, 5:15 is the afternoon time that I call AccuWeather. Last night they were talking about the changeover to rain occurring along the Virginia coast and, you know, down from us to the south a little bit, and they didn't see how it could miss. But the fact of the matter was the air just stayed a little bit too cold for the changeover to completely make it from snow to rain, and so, bam, I got home in the middle of the night last night, and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for that.
I watched till about 4 o'clock, too.
It was 1 when I gave up, and I said, I couldn't believe it. It's just incredible. And, you know, we had some statistics from the U.S. Weather Service a while ago, which is the official record keeper. This is the worst storm here, snow depth-wise, since 66.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it was like a New Year's Eve, I believe.
Got over a foot then.
Yeah.
We could wind up with around a foot here officially now. I think it was over 11 inches at the airport. And, of course, the drifts from that are incredible.
Well, they say some of the drifting in down to the southwest of us in Chester County, Delaware County, some of those are
some of the open areas.
Humongous.
We got winds.
Would be
that's
Texas,
a good one. That's a good
thank
one.
You.
Gargantuan. Yeah.
Gargantuan. No, humongous. Sounds like Texas to me.
I tell you what, the winds are 45 miles an hour. See, so you're talking about if this kind of wind was blowing, you know, you'd be calling that a storm. Mm-hmm. In itself. So you got the snow out there and the wind, too.
They don't use the term blizzard anymore, do they?
They were saying today on stuff that was coming off the wire, almost blizzard conditions.
I kept saying,
if it's almost, I don't want to see one of those things. You
know? Well, there's three things involved. There's the snow, the wind, and the temperature. I imagine the temperature isn't cold enough for it to be termed.
Right, because
I'm probably amazing you with my knowledge of meteorology.
Not at all, because I want to tell you, the smartest people in the world are the folks who used to work on rock and roll radio stations that have mellowed out. Those are the smartest.
Well, you know, I know Joel. I went to school with your friend Joel Myers. Who
he mentions you often. He
invented
says,
AccuWeather. No, we worked on the college radio.
Around.
We worked up there at Penn State together.
Well, you look a lot alike.
Right. What are we going to do here?
I don't know.
Well, we'll play some music and make one of those telephone calls.
Oh, boy.
The jackpot is $1,221. Got to let O'Brien do the telephone call. He's an expert at that. You probably did a number of them already today.
A couple of phone calls a day.
It's basically the same type of game.
Where did y'all get the idea for this?
Yeah, some guy was watching television one day. But we don't have to go three from the bottom or two from the top.
Keep it simple.
We just open up the magic envelope here and make a call, which
absolutely.
We'll do. $1,221 in the jackpot, and we'll make the big money call. And, well, you could be talking to Jim O'Brien. I believe he'll do it for you. Barry Manilow, this one's for you. 144, 16 till 2 o'clock here on Philadelphia 56.
This one'll
never sell.
And Donovan here. This is Tony Mann's time slot. The Italian Stallion got bogged down in Delaware County somewhere. He tried to hitchhike, and as we pointed out before, if you ever seen that publicity picture of his with the Mexican bandito hat and the mustache and everything, there's no wonder why he was not picked up. So he finally called it quits, went back to bed.
I think the bullets across his chest and the rifle didn't help either.
I don't think he really wanted to get here. The voice you hear is not an unfamiliar one. It is Jim O'Brien from Channel 6 and formerly an actual radio person here on this station. Jim is sitting in with us today because, quite frankly, he's bored. Yeah. And he doesn't want to go out driving, which is a good idea for all of you. Jim has a few cancellations and stuff in just a moment. He tried to make a big money dialing for dollars type telephone call to the Irvin residence on Mount Ephraim Avenue in Camden, and the Irvins were not home, or at least not in the mood to answer the phone.
So we
keep the money, and next hour we'll do it again with a pot over $1,300. We'll tell you about it after 2. Okay, Jim, what you got there?
Well, first of all, a lot of these schools obviously are some kind of special schools. We only have the numbers, but they're talking about basically classes being closed for Saturday schedule. So we'll give you the numbers and also the little additional information that we have on the sides here. It'll take a couple of shakes. I think I'll start with this one, which looks very important because in Philadelphia County, GE Switchgear is closing second and third shift operations. Employees should not report to work for the second and third shifts.
New York Port Authority has announced that its three major airports would probably not be open at all today. Snow is still falling on the runways at Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark. So New York Port Authority has announced all three major airports serving New York City probably won't be open at all today.
You'll feel a little brighter at Deptford Mall's. Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
It's about a minute till 2. Philadelphia 56, WFIL. We're going to pull a little switch here. I'm going to do a weather forecast, and O'Brien's going to do a commercial. Snow tapering off to flurries, blowing, drifting of snow, as you know, is expected this afternoon, as well as tonight and tomorrow. Windy and cold, considerable blowing, drifting of snow tonight and Saturday. Flurries likely tonight and tomorrow, too. Low in the 20s, the low 20s tonight, and tomorrow's high should get up to about 30, and that's it. Winds at 24, and it's 33 in Philadelphia right now.
Everything's weather-related. Strawbridge and Clothier announces that its warehouse sale has been postponed until next weekend. Now, because of the weather, S&C warehouse sale, originally planned for tomorrow, Saturday, January 21st, has been postponed until next weekend. That's a big sale, and it'll be taking place on January 28th. All S&C stores are closed, as a matter of fact, today. The main store in Center City and all the branch stores are closed. So let me repeat again that announcement from S&C. The Strawbridge and Clothier warehouse sale has been postponed from tomorrow until next weekend because of all the mess out there. Strawbridge and Clothier's warehouse sale, originally planned for tomorrow, the 21st, postponed until next Saturday, January 28th. And, of course, as we have noted all day long, all S&C stores are closed today.
BG standing by from Saturday Night Fever on WFIL Philadelphia. It's 2 o'clock.
Shop at Acme Super Saver this week.
60% winter savings at Webster with the look, the fit, and the price.
Webster's at the gallery, also on the Montgomery, Plymouth Meeting, Deptford, Concord, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge malls, many of which are closed today. 1 minute after 2, BG's staying alive from Saturday Night Fever on FIL.
Well, you can't tell.
WFIL, 5 minutes after 2 o'clock. This is Dan Donovan here, and this is my very own show. Well, I'll start being good now. I was just fooling around before, and what the hell was Tony's show?
Oh, what a night.
For your name on 56, F-I-L.
Dan Donovan!
9 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we are not going to be drawing today in the Disney World Vacation Contest. For the simple reason that Bell Telephone has requested everyone to limit their calls to emergency or essential calls, and every time we mention a name, there are a lot of clowns that get on the line, and I guess, I don't know what they're thinking, they can fake us out of a trip to Disney World, but so we're not going to make a Disney World drawing anyway today. The next one will be Monday, okay? So if you've sent in a card, listen Monday for your name to be called on the air, and if you haven't sent a card, I'll remind you again, there is still time, and the address is Disney World, W. WFIL Philadelphia. Once again, Bell Telephone requests that if you don't have a very serious topic of conversation as a reason to make a call, just don't use the phones today. People at home are just kind of calling around, jamming lines, and preventing emergency calls from getting through. And if you can, keep the kids away from the phone today. that's easier said than done, but Bell Telephone would appreciate it, okay? It's 10 after 2, big money telephone call this hour. We are going to call out occasionally, since that's only one call an hour. It's no big deal. It'll be over $1,300.
You ask me if I love you.
Dan Hill with Dan Donovan from Longer Fuse, Sometimes When We Touch. 13 after 2 now at WFIL, with snow tapering off to flurries, but a lot of blowing and drifting snow expected today, tonight, and tomorrow. A few flurries lingering. Low in the 20s overnight, and tomorrow's high around 30. It's 33 now, winds about 24 miles per hour. And in case any of you are feeling sorry for yourself because of the weather, before Jim O'Brien left, went upstairs to get start writing the 5:30 news, and we thank him for helping out here with some postponements and cancellations and stuff. Before he left, he mentioned that the storm that we got now is heading up the coast, and for Boston and many areas of New England, the forecast is for snow anywhere from 15 to 25 inches in the Boston area and other portions of Massachusetts and New England in general, I guess. So we've got about a foot or, I don't know, what are the snow depths, the biggest amounts, about 15, something like that. So we are not getting it as bad as we could have. It's 33 now, as we mentioned, and the winds are going to keep blowing at us for the next day or so, and that's going to cause a lot of problems as far as drifting snow. Now, here we have some Pennsylvania school closings just in Delaware County, 452. That's the Upper Darby School District Staff Development Program, planned for Saturday and Sunday, canceled. In New Jersey, Camden County, number 607, evening school classes canceled. Also in Jersey, Gloucester County, the ACT test scheduled at Gloucester County College for Saturday, canceled. Camden County, number 555, closed tomorrow. And in Philadelphia, the USDA Philadelphia Produce Market has been closed today. Got the Temptations and Supremes. They teamed up back in 68 with I'm Gonna Make You Love Me.
I'm gonna do all the things.
W-F-I-L.
From
TurnerFamous56.com.